Christ Broadcast.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Come and join us, yeah, and receive the true word of God, where miracles happen, and we're a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. So come and join and worship with Word of Faith, Kingdom Church, 'cause we're a group of believers who love and worship God. Word of Faith, Kingdom Church, so come and grow in Jesus Christ and come to Word of Faith, Kingdom Church.
Welcome to the Word of Faith, Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
Well, God bless you and greetings in that all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus. James Broadnax here, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am excited about what the Lord Jesus is doing through this miracle-working prayer blessing ministry. Yes, the Lord is blessing ordinary people with all kinds of blessings. Blessings of good health, blessings of success, and blessings of prosperity. The Word of God says in Job 36, verse 11, if you obey and serve Him, you shall spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasures. And when we use that word prosperity, we're not just talking about money. We're talking about God blessing every area of your life, blessing you spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, personally, and financially so. But I'm excited about tonight. Yes, there will be a kingdom gathering here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. Yes, tonight we're going to be in that big midweek service tonight at 7 p.m. God has given me a word that I must share with you tonight at 7 p.m. The Bible says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Tonight, I will be teaching, let your mind work for you. And once you learn how your mind works, and you start letting your mind work for you, that's when the blessings of the Lord begin to flow into your life. Because the same mind that works for you, it will work against you. Oh, this is going to be powerful tonight. Bring your Bible, bring your pen, and bring your notepad. And I declare, you will be glad you did. Meet us every Sunday morning right here at 10:30 a.m. Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive. Meet us in Cottonport, Louisiana, our South Louisiana campus, every Sunday evening at 5 p.m. Yes, 183 Cottonport Avenue. That's the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. And I believe with all my heart, soul, and mind, meet us in one of these services and you will be glad you did. But right now, I'm getting ready to go into today's blessing lesson. Let's go into it right now. We've been talking this week about how to live by faith. And we know, according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, that faith is the substance of the things that are hoped for and the evidence of the things that are not seen. And I shared with you Romans chapter 1, verse 17, how the just should live by faith. I shared also with you Romans 10:17, how that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to me very carefully. Everything that you would ever receive from God is going to be according to your faith. Those apostles prayed in Luke chapter 17 in verse 5, and they said to the Lord Jesus, increase our faith. According to the word of God, we go from faith to faith. So no matter where you are right now in your faith, it's a no parking zone. God said, I want to take you high. I want to take you to another level. Listen to me very carefully. I call your attention here to the word of God in James chapter 2, verse 17. I'm going to start there. It said, even so faith, if it had not works, it is dead being alone. Verse 18, the word of God said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. This is what Paul said, and I will show thee my faith by my works. See, a whole lot of folk talk faith. Oh, I have faith. But see, but Paul said, now I hear you talking. But he said, now, but I'm going to show you my faith by my works. I was in prayer this morning, and as the Lord began to minister to me, and I began to see my faith. I began to see my faith. And I began to think about 4210 South MacArthur Drive. When we purchased that church, we purchased that church, that building, with cash, and it needed a lot of work. And we totally renovated that church inside and out, put everything brand new throughout the whole church. And we did it all with cash, you see. So in other words, when you drive by 4210 South MacArthur Drive, there's no question about it. You see my faith. You see my faith. And we was able to do all of that without borrowing any money from a bank. Oh, I tell you, Bank of Heaven financed that church. I never got on the radio and said, I need help, send me money. I never got on my TV programs and said, we need help to renovate this church. Never got on one of my TV programs and asked for money to renovate 4210 South MacArthur Drive. What are you saying, James Broadnax? Not bragging. I'm just saying, when Paul said, now you're talking faith, but he said, but I'm going to show you my faith by my works. You know, we've been on television for many years around the world. We are seen in over 190 countries weekly on the Word Network. We are seen in over 150 countries weekly on the Impact Network, not counting the radio stations that we are on. But let me tell you, that is my faith. That is my faith. So, in other words, I have shown people my faith by my works. I remember when we first started on television, oh my God, it was years of struggling and trying to stay on the air and couldn't stay on the air. And but we know God told us to do it. And so we just kept pushing and having crusades across the country, had a full band, full team that traveled with us, and they was on Saturdays. But we just kept going. We just kept pushing. And sometime the ministry had nothing left, but everybody else got paid, and everybody else was smiling, everybody else was happy. We were smiling too, but it was nothing left. It was always going out, not enough staying in to really take care of anything. But I want you to know this day, I can truly say, because we stayed with the vision, now all of our television programs are paid in advance. No struggling. No, it's paid in advance. And we are helping people around the world. I tell the people all the time, I said, don't judge this church, this ministry, by what you see at 4210 South MacArthur Drive. I said, this is not a mega church. This is our headquarters. But I said, I tell you this, this is a mega ministry. We are helping people weekly through prayer. We have many prayer lines that are set up and people that are praying 24/7 for God's people. What are you saying, James Broadnax? I'm not just talking faith, but I am demonstrating faith, because faith is action. Every week, PTL, Jim Baker, they done started up another station. They calling me, saying we want the Master Key program on our station. Believe it or not, God knows I tell the truth. I got a call from World Harvest Television last week. And they sent me over time slots, said we want the Master Key program on the World Harvest Network. Let me tell you, child of God, faith can take you some places and open some doors that would just blow your mind. So Paul said, here, I'm going to read it again. He said, yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, you see, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Paul said, I'm going to demonstrate this faith that I'm preaching. He said in verse 19, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. See, a lot of folk always talk about, I believe. Paul said, here, the devil believe. So Paul said, that don't mean nothing because you believe. He said, now that belief got to turn into faith. And when it turned into faith, that means it's action. Verse 20 said, but without no o vain man, that faith without works is dead. And you know, can't no dead hen lay a live egg. So faith without works is dead. Then he said, was not Abraham our father justified by works? What was his works? When he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar. You see, the gift, the giving, the sacrifice, he demonstrated his works. And his works and his faith became one. This is what the word of God is saying here. It said, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Listen in verse 22. This will clear it all up. See is there how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. What does it mean, faith was made perfect? Well, one definition for perfect means it is working the way it's supposed to work, without defect and without default. So how does faith work? I believe in my heart and I speak it with my mouth. That is how faith works. And once you learn the law of faith, your whole world changes. You stop sabotaging yourself. You stop putting the blame on other people. Once you learn how to live by faith, in order to live by faith, you're living by the word of God. You're living by the promises of God. That is how you live by faith. But the old clock on the wall is saying, James Broadnax, your time is up. You got to go. But I pray that you meet us tonight in our midweek blessing service with your Bible, your pen, and your notepad. I'm going to be teaching tonight on this subject. Let your mind work for you. Hope to see you there.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. To correspond with Pastor Broadnax, write to P.O. Box 8781, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71306. or call 318-427-9255.